Well, here we are. It's Sunday afternoon. It's 2:54, and this is just a thing to say that isn't comedy difficult? One of my many attempts in life, and of something I've always wanted to do, is to do stand-up comedy. Now, everyone tells me that stand-up comedy is really difficult, and I'm sure they're all right, but nobody really understands how difficult it is until they actually try to write it. And I just have. I think I'm a pretty funny guy, and I have my moments. I can, can throw a witty comment here and there. I can take people on little flights of fantasy. I have a style that ranges from Goon Show through Monty Python right there to, Eddie Izzard and various other people like that. But trying to tie down my style is proving to be really difficult. I will watch Michael McIntyre and I will think, yeah, I could. That's my kind of style, but it's not quite. I look at Stuart Lee and I think, his comedy's really clever, and that's my style, but it's not. And then I watch the flights of crazed fantasy that Eddie Izzard provides, and I think, well, that's my style, but of course it's not. And trying to write something in speech marks, your style, close speech marks, is actually really difficult. I don't know if you've ever tried it, but just sitting down and trying to write something that's funny, or that actually sounds like natural speech, is really difficult. I mean, that's why actors are what actors are, because people do not speak the way the written word is written. They are two very distinctive things. Script writing is not the same as prose writing. People in prose do not tend to speak in the same way. Their sentence structure is usually slightly more complicated, slightly more complex, flowery, different. The sentence, just the general structure is just different. People, when they're talking, have you tend to say very short phrases, etc. And obviously, it's all about inflection as well. So I've been sitting here trying to write a routine, I believe, for an open spot, you only need between 5 and 10 minutes of material. I'm trying to go for 10 minutes because I'm going to assume I'm not going to get any laughs. So I want to have enough material that doesn't rely on basically having 5 minutes of material punctuated with pauses. And I also want to basically have something that I can just say. Basically, writing a monologue is what I'm talking about doing. I've written a few rules down for myself. I refuse to swear because true comedy doesn't need swearing. Swearing is a punctuation mark, but you don't need it. If you look at the comedy of the late David Croft or any of the, sort of the sitcoms, basically any sitcom, good sitcoms. I'm not going to list good or bad. I will name a few examples of good sitcoms. Usually they're, unfortunately, they are from a few years ago, and won't be familiar to all my listeners. But I mean, quality sitcoms like Your Dad's Army, Your Are You Being Served, anything like that. To me, the pinnacle of sitcom is The World of Porridge or Steptoe and Son. They don't really use swear words. It's all about the situation and the context and the quality and the cleverness of writing. So I've made a rule of myself that there will not be any swearing. Also, I don't want to write jokes. That's not what I want. I also don't want to do purely observational comedy. I want to basically take people on a little journey with me. So I want to write little monologues. And it's surprisingly difficult, although, as I say, it's not actually a surprise. The reason, and you might also wonder, why am I attempting to do this? Well, it's something I've always wanted to do, and it's something that everyone's always told me is really difficult, and it's something that people have always told me not to try because it is so difficult. And I have absolutely no doubt that it is really, really hard. I have no belief that I can make a living out of it, although I would love to, so it would be nice. But it's a challenge. I want to challenge myself. I have a way of getting an open spot. I just want to challenge myself. I want to see if I can do it. If I can stand up in front of people and actually come up with the goods. And if I can just make one person smile in the room, I think I will have done my job. So we will see. Hopefully, there'll be, I don't know when that will happen, but hopefully there'll be further boos about my attempts and my achievement, or whether it just all falls flat on its face. But we shall see. And hopefully, anyone who's listening to this will join me on the journey. So let's see how I do. Will I succeed or will I fail? Who knows? But it'll be an interesting ride. So until next time, boodly-boo.